This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Always great to have this man on. He's an incredible legal mind. He's a senior legal counsel at the Great Lakes Justice Center. It's Dave Coleman. Dave, how are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you, Joe. It's a pleasure to be with you again.
It's always a pleasure to be with you. Now, you know I fancy myself a legal mind, although I'm not a lawyer. And I think I've actually talked to you about, do I really have to go to law school? Can I just take the bar? And for some reason, I can't just take the test. So I'm not a lawyer. But again, my mom always told me, Dave, Joey, you'd be a pretty good lawyer. So I think that I understand the Constitution. We've talked to you about it. You are one of the top constitutional fighters in this country, and I mean that sincerely. Dave, I don't know if I believe you on this one. I'm going to read what you sent us, if you don't mind. Can I do that?
Absolutely.
In Michigan, they're trying to pass a bill that allegedly says this. If you speak against transgender issues, illegal immigration, BLM protesters, or simply refuse to use someone's preferred pronouns, you can be charged with a felony and face 5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. Now, Dave, I spent a lot of time in Michigan. Love the people of Michigan. The government there could not be more radical left at this point. The Supreme Court, to the legislature, to the governor's office, to the attorney general, all extreme leftists. But we still have the Constitution, Mr. Coleman. There's no way this is even being considered. Please tell me this was a joke.
I wish. Welcome to my world.
Where did this come from, Dave? What makes them think they can restrict our First Amendment rights like this?
I have no clue. Of course, we now have total Democrat control in Michigan, both houses and the governor. And the state house has taken up this bill. It's been introduced and has numerous sponsors from the Democrat Party. They held their first hearings today. Professor Wagner from Great Lakes Justice Center was there and was ready to testify, and they did over an hour of testimony, and the Democrats did not let one single person in opposition to the bill testify. All they did was allow people who were in favor of it, and it's just ridiculous.
Well, as you're sitting there in favor of it, and first I'll ask you the rules in a second, whether both sides are supposed to get a hearing, but as you're sitting there and testifying in favor of it, Is the person literally saying, we would like to get rid of that First Amendment only? The other ones are okay for now, but that first one bothers us, so Michigan somehow unilaterally can get rid of it.
Yeah, no. See, Joe, they focus on, this is because we don't want people to be hurt. We don't want their feelings hurt. And people shouldn't have to listen to somebody, you know, denigrating them or saying something mean or nasty about them. And so we have to stop this hate speech. You know, Joe, words are violence, right? I mean, words are violence now. And so that's a violent act, and that's now a criminal act. If they pass this law, Joe, we are going to have a law in the books that criminalizes speech. I never would have thought I would live to see the day in this country. This law fits right in with Russia and China. I mean,
exactly,
they've
got to
be blushing over something like this. Why didn't they think of this? Have these kinds of restrictions.
At what point will they stop? But I'll bring up Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein did this revolution, took over in like 1979, 1980. And because there were others in parliament speaking out against him, he lined them up against the wall and shot them in the head. And he killed them. You kill the opposition now. So if words are violent and violence is being perpetrated by people using the words, if these people had their way, it sounds extreme. But what's to stop them from getting to the point of where, well, we can exterminate anybody who makes me feel bad about my gender identity?
Well, of course, they would say, that's crazy. We're not out there going to kill anybody. But that's the road we're on. I mean, Joe, this is unbelievable. If you simply say something like, I don't use somebody's pronouns, and a person gets, or you're at a school board meeting, Joe, and you're a parent, and you don't want your daughter showering with a biological boy in the shower or taking your daughter's spot on the baseball team or on the basketball team, then you make those statements at a school board meeting. If somebody's in the crowd and they're transgender, they go, oh, my feelings are hurt. I feel intimidated. I feel harassed. You're going to get prosecuted under this law, It's a felony charge. You're going to face 5 years in prison and up to a $10,000 fine. I mean, what better way to censor people and to control the opposition and the other side if you won't even let them speak? I mean, this law is so blatantly unconstitutional. I hear you, Joe. There's no way this should ever be upheld in a court. And I would expect, and we go to federal court on this one, right away. If they pass this, the first person that gets prosecuted in Michigan, I hope they come to us, because we'll be going to federal court and we'll take it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is just so outrageous. I've never seen anything like it. The answer to speech, Joe, as we all know, is not suppression of your opponent. It's more speech.
Right.
That's the answer to this. This does exactly the opposite. And they're doing it as if they're helping everybody. The disconnect is just unbelievable.
It is GreatLakesJC.org is the website. It's Dave Coleman, the senior legal counsel at the Great Lakes Justice Center. I've got 16 stations in Michigan. My body is not in Michigan, not right now, but I've done the show from there, and I probably will again coming up at some point. If I say this on the radio, could they come and get me?
Absolutely. I was just on a show earlier today on WJR here in Michigan, and I told Guy Gordon, I said, hey, if you better watch what you say, because if somebody in your audience gets offended or if they feel threatened in some way, they could prosecute you. This is just so draconian. It's unbelievable. And, this violates existing law, Joe. The West Virginia versus Barnett, that the government cannot compel you to speak in any particular way on any issue. I mean, this is like settled law. So where's the ACLU? Where are all the left-leaning free speech advocates? Why aren't they out screaming bloody murder about this law? They aren't. They're silent. They're nowhere to be seen, because it's being portrayed as we're helping LGBT folks, we're helping trans folks, we're helping whoever. And we want everybody to be kind to everybody. And you can't say anything mean or nasty. Well, you know what? Saying that you oppose boys showering with girls, I'm sorry, is not being mean and nasty. Well, that's saying it. Truth.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, and we've talked about this a lot of times. It's Dave Coleman. He is the senior legal counsel, Great Lakes Justice Center. There would be no need for the First Amendment if, in fact, we all agreed. The First Amendment is there literally to protect hate speech. It's literally there to protect speech I don't like. It's for speech that you don't like. And there's a lot of speech that you and I don't like. Stuff like that denigrates Christians. Things that denigrate the family unit or the nuclear family. BLM, the things that it said were extremely outrageous. And I felt violated by it. I would never want them arrested over it. I just want them to not have the public square, so we speak up against them. Literally, we have to take whatever Gestapo tactic they want to throw at us, and if we complain about it, they, under this law, can arrest us and fine us.
Right. That's the thing. That's why I just cannot imagine how the higher courts are going to uphold this. You know what else this law does, Joe? It allows for a civil lawsuit. So if you're the offended person, you're the victim, and the law literally says, Joe, read it for yourself. I know it's hard to believe.
It is.
But the law literally says, even if you're found not guilty of the crime, you get prosecuted for violating supposedly this law, this hate speech law. You win in court. You're acquitted. You're found not guilty. They can still sue you civilly and go to court. I've never seen such a thing. What better way is there to attack your political opponents, policy opponents, and bankrupt them than frivolous suit after frivolous suit after frivolous lawsuit? It's outrageous what they're doing in this law.
How big are the majorities in the Senate and the House in Michigan?
One vote in each House.
One vote. So, I mean, is everybody a radical lefty, or are there some moderates?
I sure hope there are some moderates that have some sanity on the Democrat side. That's why we're out talking about this and getting the word out. People need to call their state reps if you're in Michigan and to ask them, what are they doing? How they think this is even legal? How is this constitutional? Whether you agree with the person or not, this is just a totally unconstitutional law. It needs to be fought right off the bat.
Well, I think the message that needs to be sent, and I think that you're probably doing it very effectively, and you've done it here certainly, is those who are in the House and the Senate in Michigan, those who are able to vote on something stupid like this, you need to understand the people of Michigan still, generally speaking, are very conservative, and they lean right. Whether you like it or not, it's a red state that somehow they screwed up the election and the blue took over. But if you dare vote for this, they will vote your ass out. The people who would dare even waver for a second and think this isn't a violation of the First Amendment should be shown the door. Is there a recall process in Michigan? How do you get rid of somebody? Start recalling everybody. Just go nuts.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they keep talking about this law like it's some kind of a shield to protect people. Joe, this law is not going to act as a shield to stop these so-called hate crimes. It's going to be used as a sword. It's going to be used as a sword to destroy any debate in the public sphere over all these critical cultural issues that you talk about every day and bring to people's attention. And in the sphere at the public school board meetings, at your township meetings, everywhere else, this is intentionally being put in place to try to put fear into people to speak up and say anything. It is outrageous. And you're right. Anybody that votes for this bill should be voted out of office and recalled immediately.
Immediately. It's Dave Kallman, Senior Legal Counsel, Great Lakes Justice Center. GreatLakesJC.org is the website. This is not that different than Dana Nessel going after journalists or people who would speak out against the narrative on COVID, right? I mean, if a journalist dared say, well, here's where Fauci got it wrong and here's the proof, she literally wanted to have them arrested or wanted to squelch them.
Right. Well, you remember our client, Carl Mankey, the barber from Owosso. They went after him five different ways, and we won those cases. In fact, with one of the cases, we got a 7-0 decision in our Michigan Supreme Court. They was so bad what they were doing to him.
Good.
So, yeah, it's the same sort of thing. When government power is used in this way, it's a blatant, raw exercise of government power to trample on our rights. And we have to start standing up. At this point, people need to be not cowed. They need to be calling. They need to be standing up, and they need to be heard and say no to this.
Dave, I've got to ask you, these people, as much as they're left-wing lunatics, they're not stupid. They're not unintelligent. They know this isn't going to fly. Why do you think they're doing this? I mean, even if it goes to the U.S. Supreme Court, which it may, who knows if they're dumb enough to pass it, but this will be, it'll be 9-0 at the U.S. Supreme Court. This is how illogical it is. So why do you think they do it?
Well, because in the meantime, they're scaring people. There are a lot of people who, look what happened during COVID. How many people really stood up and fought back against, you know, the mantra, the narrative that was out there? Not many people.
Yeah.
They can be effective in scaring people and say, you know, I know maybe that law is no good, but I don't want to get in trouble. I want to keep my job. I don't want to have to, you know, get flunked in a class at college at Michigan State or Michigan because I'm standing up for free speech. You know, it's very effective as a tool to cow people, to intimidate people.
Yeah.
So the very thing they're saying they're trying to stop in this law, they're using the law to do the very thing that they're claiming that is good, that they're trying to protect people from.
So if I'm at McDonald's in Owosso, and there's a pretty good McDonald's there, by the way, I used to go there all the time, and I'm standing in line, and I say to my wife, Leah Thomas is a man, somebody hears me, they can call the police, I could be arrested if this passes.
Yes.
With a felony.
Yeah, 5-year felony. They have two different counts. One's a 2-year felony, and one's a 5-year felony. Yeah.
I looked at Monica, who books the show today. I said, Dave's just making stuff up now. This can't be real. I mean, but I think that your explanation really does hit it on the head. This is a matter of putting it in the back of your mind. Before you dare say it, you have to think about how close it was to becoming a crime. I mean, this is a de facto way to, without the power of law, still change how we think and how we speak.
If they can control your speech, Joe, they can control your mind, they've won.
It's crazy. There's
nothing that they can't do if people don't feel free to speak out and debate the issues.
David, makes my face. Look at my face. My face hurts listening to this story because I love Michigan. I've got deep roots there, got a house up there. I mean, we love going. I don't understand why it got to this. I really hope this is the wake-up call it needs to be. I'm guessing a lot of conservatives or Republicans just sat on their hands in 2022. It must have been what happened, or that there were a bunch of illegal, you know, mail-in ballots that were counted or something. Something had to have happened for the sea change to go on. And I'm, in a way, glad they're so extreme and so radical, because, Dave, I think this will motivate people to go and vote that ass out. I really think they will.
Well, I sure hope you're right, Joe, because that's what we're trying to get the word out. And honestly, where's the Republican Party? I mean, where are all the Republicans in the House and Senate right now? Why they're not leading with this and showing how crazy this is beyond me.
Are they not speaking out?
Attacking this.
They're not speaking out?
I'm not here. It's silence. We didn't even hear about this till last week. It's been under the radar. And then, like I said, the first committee hearings today, and they won't even let the opposition speak.
Is there a Michigan law that says the opposition gets to be heard?
Well, it's within the control of the chair of the committee, but it's always been tradition. I mean, when the Republicans are in control, you get one person in favor, one person against, one person. That's just common courtesy, and that's the way things are done. Well, not anymore. Not under the Democrat control of the legislature.
I think Republicans should stop being so nice and stop following the rules so much and start going around the corners the way the Democrats do. It's Dave Coleman, Senior Legal Counsel, Great Lakes Justice Center, greatlakesjc.org. Before I let you go, what was the resolution? I know that we're beyond COVID when it comes to the laws, but what was the resolution for the athletes that were being forced to take two COVID tests a day or something, or else get the jab? Was the end result that you guys brought the fact that they did not have to take the jab?
Yeah, well, that was the Western Michigan University case. We had 16 athletes we represented there. We got the first injunction in federal court in the country, nice, Joe, that stopped a mandatory vaccine requirement by a public university or by the government anywhere. We got the first injunction in the country on that, and they all got to stay on their teams, and they all got to keep playing. So that was a very sweet win for Great Lakes Justice Center and for those athletes, I'll tell you.
Well, I got to tell you this. To this date, we still don't have an FDA-approved vaccine or shot. The fact that they ever tried to mandate it at a school in the great state of Michigan blew my mind. It wasn't just Michigan. They were doing this all over the place. And anybody who was fired, healthcare workers, military, whoever it happened to be, I think they should be rehired and get back pay. Are there any cases like that that you think will start popping up?
Yeah, you're starting to see some of those. I haven't heard a lot recently, but yeah, there have been some lawsuits coming down the pike on that.
I got to tell you something. You guys do an amazing job at the Great Lakes Justice Center. Thank you for bringing this to the fore. Hopefully everybody who listens in Michigan and well beyond. Listen, if you're outside of Michigan, this is coming to your town. This is coming to your state. This is what they want to do. They want to control your thoughts, control your speech, control your food. And we can go down the list. They want to control everything. And if they do, then we're just the minions they want us to be. And we'll just shut up and let them be elite and let them eat steak. Dave, thank you for continuing to do such a great job. Really appreciate you.
Well, thanks to you, Joe. Thanks for bringing this out so people around the country can hear about it and know what's going on. Thank you.
You are the man. All right, it's Dave Coleman. Go to greatlakesjc.org, and we're back after this. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
When you hear the phrase, elections have consequences, there's a good reason for that. Because they do. Think about it. One vote in the House in Michigan, one vote in the Senate in Michigan, they have total control now. One vote. So if you're in Michigan, and whatever state, go and find out if they're doing something stupid like this in your state. But if you're in Michigan, you need to call your Democrat lawmaker and tell them, sorry, I don't want you restricting my free speech. And you can't charge me with a felony if I say Leah Thomas is a man. I mean, this is really what's going on in this country today. And we live in crazy times. We live in a time that is completely nuts, off kilter, and wrong. I've said this before. They're trying their best to make us post-constitutional. And I won't stand for it. You won't stand for it. We've got to keep our voices loud. But if you're in Michigan specifically, you've got people who represent where you live. You need to get a hold of them and make it clear we're not playing this game. You're allowed to offend people with speech in a free society. You're allowed to. And if they take that allowance away, then we're no longer a free society. I don't care that these people or those people feel better about it. I feel better about anybody being able to say anything they want anytime they want. That's freedom to me. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stop by there. Click on the word watch. You might have to do a drop-down menu and see my Pags parody from yesterday. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.